This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Reaction continuing to come in to the news that former President Biden has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer that has spread to his bones. Dr. Jason F. Faschew is a radiation oncologist at Mass General Brigham Hospital in Boston.
Generally speaking, metastatic prostate cancer is treated with a combination of therapies these days, but the backbone is hormonal therapy, and that's reducing testosterone, which is the fuel for the prostate cancer.
President Trump has separate phone calls today. One with Russian leader Vladimir Putin, one with Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky on ending the more than three-year-old conflict in Ukraine. House Republicans narrowly advancing the president's budget bill out of a key committee. That plan includes big tax cuts and big Medicaid cuts to pay for them. GOP leaders racing toward a Memorial Day deadline to pass the package, they say. Israel says it will allow basic aid into Gaza after blocking it for more than 3 months. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Scarlett Johansson says after her breakout role in 2003's Lost in Translation, she enjoyed success, but it came with the baggage of being offered acting roles that objectified her. The actress told Vanity Fair that she felt she was being exploited and had to have a talk with her representatives about what kind of roles she wanted. She also said her co-star in the film, Bill Murray, was in a strange place during the filming, saying that he was dealing with stuff. Love when people allude to things but don't give you the full tea. She did say she thinks Murray is in a much better place now as life has humbled him. If you haven't seen Sofia Coppola's Lost in Translation, it's a great movie and Johansson is excellent. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the Brewers and the Orioles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Baltimore Orioles tonight at AmFam Field. After 7 years, Baltimore fired their manager, Brandon Hyde, over the weekend and replaced him with third base coach Tony Manzolino. Now, yesterday, the Brewers avoided a sweep. They beat the Twins 5-2. Pat Murphy conceding, the Brewers have not spent very much this year in free agency.
I trust the players. I like the players. I think they're good. Now, did we go spend a lot of money in the offseason, guys? Let's call a spade. No, we didn't. Are we real deep in the position player business? No, we're not. But we have good ones.
In golf, Scottie Scheffler shot 11 under par to win the PGA at Quail Hollow in Charlotte.
I've prepared my entire life, and to have a chance to win a tournament that I've dreamed about as a kid is a pretty cool feeling. And when you step up out on the first tee, there's definitely stress. It's definitely challenging. But at the same time, I mean, it's a lot of fun.
That's Scottie Scheffler. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. The fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, will join us to talk about resources for Wisconsin farmers. Please don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have some heavy rain on the way with an inch or more possible from tonight through Tuesday, even into Wednesday. Today, mostly cloudy. We could see some showers by late this afternoon, our high in the upper 50s. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, some heavy rain with highs near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dr. Kristen Lierley, host of the new Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, and artist-actor Steve Segrin joins the program. Now that's how you Monday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Heavens to Betsy, where did all that heat go that we experienced last week? It's nothing but a distant memory on a Monday. Come on in, everybody. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yankee. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Oh, yeah. You will notice a definite change in the feel as you walk outside today. Cloudy skies on the way today. We should stay dry. Today's daytime high is no better than 58, and winds will be out of the east, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow, it gets downright chilly. We've got a very good chance of rain tomorrow, and it could be measurable, 1 to 2 inches deep possible by the time we're all said and done. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow after 7 a.m. Highs on Tuesday, 51, but the winds will be out of the east, 20 to 25, gusting as high as 40 miles an hour. My heart and prayers are with you folks in Dodge County and surrounding areas that are continuing to clean up after the storms last week. I'm sure I'm like you. I saw a lot of news reports. I saw a lot of social media posts. My heart is with you, especially my farmers, as you continue the cleanup. This weather today may help. Tomorrow, not so much. Weather on the way with Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist, in about 15 minutes. We're catching up to talk more June dairy events and how dairy farmers are hoping to catch the ear of consumers while they enjoy that breakfast. And they moved from Milwaukee to farm on Washington Island off the Door County coast. And now they've got an event coming up in June you might want to join them at. All that on the way. Plus, we're introducing you to our new Alice in Dairyland, selected on Saturday evening in Prairie du Chien. You'll meet her next.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
We have a new Alice in Dairyland selected in Crawford County. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Caitlin Kessler, joined by the one and only Sarah Hagenow, our 78th Alice in Dairyland. Sarah, the chair hasn't been on your head for more than a few moments. How does it feel to be accepting this role?
Yes, thank you for having me, Caitlin. I am just feeling incredible elation right now, incredible excitement for the year that's ahead, a lot of gratitude for the whole past week that we've been through, whether it's for the planning committee, my fellow top candidates, the people who have helped me along this journey, or just really everyone that has contributed to this finals process. I'm also just feeling such anticipation for the promise that Wisconsin agriculture has and the pride for my state. I'm so excited to go out there and show my passion and my pride for Wisconsin agriculture and really invite people into the story to see how this state and this industry has so much for everyone.
Now, for folks who are meeting Sarah for the first time, tell us about yourself, your background, and what led you to this position.
I grew up in Poinette, Wisconsin, and I was very involved in 4-H and FFA as I was growing up. This gave me the opportunity to exhibit livestock at the local fairs and at shows across the state. My big project was the 4-H dairy cattle project, which was my true passion growing up, and I just hit the ground running with it. I took a calf of a halter for the first time in third grade and got bitten by the bug and have never looked back since. This was a huge part of my identity growing up, and I was so passionate, I had the opportunity to eventually own and show my own cattle and grow my own small herd of show quality cattle for genetic purposes. This was just a passion that continued well through my childhood. And now I'm so passionate about dairy, but also all of Wisconsin agriculture, because we have so many great things to represent. My passion for agriculture took me to the University of Minnesota, where I majored in agricultural business and received a minor in international agriculture. I just graduated a week ago on May 9th, so I'm fresh out of college and ready to take on this role. But the people that I met through college and all of the experiences I've had leading up to this point have helped me see just the importance of people in agriculture. I've had the honor to meet so many special people that help produce our food and help get it to markets, as well as those who benefit from agriculture and just show appreciation for this wonderful industry. So all of these experiences have combined and really make me prepared to take on the role of Alice. I'm so excited to keep meeting these people, help telling the stories of Wisconsin agriculture, and really make those genuine connections throughout the next year.
Now, contributing to the history of the Alice in Dairyland program, your family broke a little bit of that history tonight, having the first sister duo as Alice's. What does that mean for you to show that you both have this passion for communication and that you're both being part of this historic program?
It is so meaningful to me to be able to be named, you know, the 78th Alice in Dairyland and join this legacy with all of the previous Alices. But it's especially so meaningful to me to join another sisterhood with my sister. It's fun. You know, we each have our own different qualities and similarities. I'm so excited to bring a little bit of my own flair to the role and show how my own unique qualities and attributes can contribute to Alice in Dairyland. But at the end of the day, my part in agriculture and the legacy here is much smaller compared to the larger whole. It's not about me as an individual. It's about helping maintain the legacy of agriculture that we have and telling the story and ensuring that we have a safe, secure, and reliable food supply chain to get the most wholesome, nutritious, and enjoyable products to consumers throughout our state, throughout the nation, and throughout the world. So I'm so incredibly honored to be joining this legacy, and it's so memorable, but I also recognize that it's much bigger than me, and I'm so excited to be a part of something that brings so much meaning to our state.
And what are you looking forward to bringing to keep the Alice in Dairyland program moving into the future? A lot of the presentations that we heard from you and your fellow top candidates are talking about the innovation in agriculture, connecting with consumers, and that changes each and every day. What's something that you think that you can bring to keep this program going for the next 78 years?
That is a great question. Like we talked about, the face of Alice has changed as the face of agriculture has changed, and with it comes so many new ideas. And that's kind of the premise of the program. We have new people coming in to bring new ideas and just showcase how Wisconsin agriculture is evolving. I'm so excited to keep sharing how farmers are contributing to sustainability through agriculture. Agriculture is in such a unique position to really promote sustainability and be at the core of what we do to ensure that we have, you know, longevity for the economy, for our communities, and for the environment. So I'm really excited to keep sharing that. I also think there are so many great opportunities for different social media campaigns that can help consumers see different sides of agriculture. I'm very passionate about how Wisconsin agriculture contributes to international cuisines and economies around the world, and I want to help showcase how our state is well positioned to fit in uniquely to those different cultures everywhere and educate consumers about that. There's so much diversity too in Wisconsin agriculture. It's not just products, it's also experiences. Agritourism is such a cool thing that we have in our state, and it's been growing in the last several decades. So that's something I'd like to highlight. One of my fellow top candidates, actually, she is very involved in the agritourism industry, and just hearing her share about her passion really inspired me as well. So I'm excited to showcase how people can come to the farm and get some of those more on-hand experiences, either through farm-to-table, fall activities, June Dairy Month breakfast, and really the possibilities are endless.
This was the very first year that Crawford County has hosted the Alice in Dairyland Finals. What were your thoughts of the county, the different tour stops that they showcased, and the overall experience?
Truthfully, I hadn't really been to Crawford County a lot before this experience, but I am now so grateful to have spent so much time here. As I was driving in on my drive for the finals, I just realized how much the rolling hills and the greenery and the different waterways in this region contribute to its beauty and all of the wonderful things that it adds to Wisconsin. For the planning committee and everyone that planned this finals, I am just blown away. I was so impressed with everything that we had lined up for us. The whole planning committee really treated us like queens. I will say we felt like the most special people in the world. And a lot of work and dedication goes into this. There's years that goes into planning this finals. And to me, I'm just so grateful for the experiences that they provided us. We had so many unique opportunities to visit the Lacan Dam that's on the Mississippi River, a mushroom farm that is, you know, is so unique within Crawford County, as well as the apple orchards that make Gay's Mills famous. So one of the cattle operations that makes use of the rolling hills, an asparagus operation that provides one of our most favorite summer foods. Finally, a cut flower farm, which just shows how agriculture can fit into every space, whether it's consuming food, having things for decorations, wearing clothes, having fuel, and everything in between. All in all, I'm just absolutely impressed by everything that Crawford County has to offer. I will definitely be back because I have fallen in love with this part of the state. I even remarked to one person that I said, I can really see myself living here. So it is just a place that you so easily fall in love with. And that is, I'm so glad it's been promoted on this stage.
Now, you will be spending a lot of time in the newly announced host county, Marathon County, helping them prepare for the 79th Allison Dairyland Finals. What excites you about visiting their unique agricultural landscape?
Marathon County is probably the most well-known for its ginseng production within our state, but there is so much more that goes into Marathon County. I actually have some family up there and have had the chance to visit previously, but I never really thought about how agriculture contributed to the landscape. So I'm so passionate about what they all have up there. It really promotes the diversity that we have in Wisconsin, as well as the locally raised products that you can find throughout the state. So for me, I'm really excited about ginseng, but also many of the other things that Marathon County will offer. The host committee, I can already tell, is so excited to promote their county on this level. And that passion is really just going to show through. I hope to bring my own passion and excitement to Marathon County and create a really, really fun partnership that will promote the north central part of Wisconsin.
What's one industry tour that you hope to be able to embark on as Alice that you may not have had the opportunity to do so?
One thing that I haven't really had the opportunity to touch on yet is seeing some of the processed and prepared vegetables that we make here in Wisconsin. That is one of our top export categories, which I never had really thought about, and that really surprised me. So I'd love to see how that is accomplished within Wisconsin agriculture. That would really play into some of my business interests and more of the operational side of things that I've taken a liking to. So I would love to see how that is accomplished and how it contributes to Wisconsin's $116.3 billion agriculture industry.
Now, as we said, we're with Sarah Hagenow, the 78th Alice in Dairyland, just crowned in Crawford County. Sarah, is there anything else that you would like to add? Anything else that you would like folks to know?
I just want to share that I am so excited to embark on this journey in Wisconsin agriculture. This has truly been a dream of mine ever since I was a little girl. I've been inspired by so many Alices in this role and have just looked up to this as a beacon of positivity, expertise, grace, and just trustworthiness for consumers and producers. So I'm so excited to step into this and just embrace this new role that I've looked up to for so long and hopefully be that inspiration for someone else who wants to find their voice in agriculture.
Well, congratulations once again to Sarah Hagenow, your 78th Alice in Dairyland. Reporting in Crawford County for the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Caitlin Kessler.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as ag meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A major program that protects drinking water is on the chopping block in Congress. Lawmakers are considering slashing $2.4 billion from the state revolving fund. The program helps Wisconsin replace lead pipes and filter toxic contamination out of drinking water supplies. Our state will lose $54 million next year if funding gets cut. Parts of Wisconsin are being invaded this month by lake midges. Swarms of the insects have been rising from water bodies, including Lake Monona in Madison. The bugs can create quite a scene when they all hatch at once, but they are harmless and provide food for fish, bats, and birds. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people in D.C. without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. News from the center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend, including the state Republican convention with our friends at Wisconsin Watch and State Senator Royce on the Joint Finance Committee budget process. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is News from the center, WRCE.
Yep, there was still a lot of activity going on. And then in parts of eastern Wisconsin, there was storm cleanup. That right. kept a lot of folks busy. So, right. you know.
I appreciate the updates on our talk text line from that storm aftermath. That talk text line, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Let me know if the Midwest Farm Report can assist at all. Can't change the temperatures today, those two.
No, today is going to be okay, you know, certainly not mild like we've seen. We aren't going to have that real nice summertime weather makes you want to get out and get going. In fact, let's talk about to the north in Wisconsin and the area under a freeze warning until 8 this morning. And that stretches all the way from up around Iron Mountain, Michigan, down toward Anago and Tomahawk and Rhinelander, of course, and over to Park Falls and way up to Ashland, where that freeze warning is in effect. Further south, not that way. Maybe a little patchy, frosty spot here or there. That should be about it. We look at a low pressure system that's going to pass in from the west out around Nebraska this morning. It will stay south of Wisconsin, but through tomorrow and Wednesday pass just off to our south and means some rain building back into the state. There are showers this morning in central and northwest Iowa, far southwest Minnesota, back into South Dakota as well. I expect that rain will build up into southwest Wisconsin by very late this afternoon or evening, spread up through the southern half of the state. And we'll talk about rain amounts then and still cool temperatures right after this.
Oh, it is grilling season, and it is time for you to meet Bavaria Sausage if you haven't already. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yankee reminding you they're located at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrota Road in Fitchburg. Open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7. Saturday, 9 until 1. Always open online, BavariaSausage.com. Just take a look at the variety that you can select from for the center of the plate, the center of the grill. And always keep in mind the clean labels that you're looking at. Bavaria Sausage relies on tried and true old world recipes that really require very few ingredients. They're also always changing product offerings, trying to make sure that you're finding not only the convenience you're looking for, but the quality and taste you're always looking for. Simple to find, BavariaSausage.com, or go to the store, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrota Road in Fitchburg, Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1. BavariaSausage.com, get shopping. All righty, Stu, let's have that forecast.
All right, well, let's talk about the fact again that there's that freeze warning in the far north, and otherwise the Compere Financial Ag weather forecast is for a mostly cloudy Monday. Boy, it would be nice to have a little more sun, but the clouds are going to be pretty stubborn today. Upper 50s in a good part of Wisconsin, mid and upper 50s, if you will. There may be 60s along the Mississippi River, so a little warmer there. Overnight, of course, I expect we see those clouds, and that's when rain develops. Showers, there may be thunderstorms overnight, and temperatures ought to fall into the low 40s, maybe some upper 30s in the east, with the east winds gusting to 35. Mostly cloudy Tuesday, showers, still a few thunderstorms. I'd expect daytime temps in the low 50s, even upper 40s further northeast, and winds out of the east will gust near 40 or better. And we still hold on with some rain chance, at least as we head into Wednesday. Mostly cloudy Wednesday. Nothing great happening there. Low to mid 50s for highs, about all we can hope for. But northeast winds then will be around 10 to 15. Overall, Pam, but the southern third of the state could be talking some rain amounts upwards of another inch or maybe an inch and a half. Further north and east, a little lighter, maybe a half or three quarters of an inch.
All right. Rainfall reporters, bear that in mind. Stumacher, ag meteorologist, with your Compure Financial ag weather update on a Monday. Compure Financial is your financial partner, committed to agriculture and rural America. Find out more online at compure.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. After the election of liberal-leaning Justice Janet Prosewitz in 2023, Wisconsin State Assembly and Senate maps were challenged in the Wisconsin Supreme Court and subsequently thrown out as unconstitutional. But justices passed on a challenge to the congressional districts. With April's election of liberal Justice Susan Crawford, pro-voter groups are trying again for a fairer congressional voting map. In early 2024, the legislature ignored six fairer maps and adopted Democratic Governor Tony Evers' least change compromise map, later allowed to stand by the U.S. Supreme Court. GOP candidates were elected to six of eight congressional districts with only 50% of the statewide vote in 2024. Two challenges were filed May 7th and 8th, one by the Elias Group, contending that the least change directive had no basis in the Wisconsin Constitution, and the second by the Campaign Legal Center, argues that Evers' map ignored traditional redistricting norms, splits too many counties, and didn't equally apportion the districts. A record $100 million was spent by both sides in the recent Wisconsin Supreme Court race. The current margin in the U.S. House is 220 Republicans to 213 Democrats. We've linked to the filings and local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Reaction continuing to come in to the news that former President Biden has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer that has spread to his bones. Dr. Jason F. Thaschew is a radiation oncologist at Mass General Brigham Hospital in Boston.
Generally speaking, metastatic prostate cancer is treated with a combination of therapies these days, but the backbone is hormonal therapy, and that's reducing testosterone, which is the fuel for the prostate cancer.
President Trump has separate phone calls today. One with Russian leader Vladimir Putin, one with Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky on ending the more than three-year-old conflict in Ukraine. House Republicans narrowly advancing the president's budget bill out of a key committee. That plan includes big tax cuts and big Medicaid cuts to pay for them. GOP leaders racing toward a Memorial Day deadline to pass the package, they say. Israel says it will allow basic aid into Gaza after blocking it for more than 3 months. This is ABC News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Jennifer Lawrence is the last true movie star, according to Sean Penn. The actor discussed numerous celebrities on the Louis Theroux podcast recently, and as usual, spoke his mind. The Fast Times at Ridgemont High star said he felt the movie star manufacturer stopped working right after Lawrence. That's a lot of pressure on Lawrence. Penn also had effusive praise for Tom Cruise, calling him an extraordinary craftsman and an actor who pursues excellence on such a high level. Penn also talked about how impressed he was with the fact that Cruise does his own stunts and called him, in addition to being a remarkable actor, probably the best stuntman in Hollywood. Penn did say there were many young great actors out there, and when asked if Timothée Chalamet was one of them, said he hadn't seen any of the A Complete Unknown stars' films. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the Brewers and the Orioles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Baltimore Orioles tonight at AmFam Field. After 7 years, Baltimore fired their manager, Brandon Hyde, over the weekend and replaced him with third base coach Tony Manzolino. Now, yesterday, the Brewers avoided a sweep. They beat the Twins 5-2. Pat Murphy conceding, the Brewers have not spent very much this year in free agency.
I trust the players. I like the players. I think they're good. Now, did we go spend a lot of money in the offseason, guys? Let's call a spade. No, we didn't. Are we real deep in the position player business? No, we're not. But we have good ones.
In golf, Scottie Scheffler shot 11 under par to win the PGA at Quail Hollow in Charlotte.
I've prepared my entire life, and to have a chance to win a tournament that I've dreamed about as a kid is a pretty cool feeling. And when you step up out on the first tee, there's definitely stress. It's definitely challenging. But at the same time, I mean, it's a lot of fun.
That's Scottie Scheffler with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by Benga Ajilore, a former advisor with the USDA, talking about the threats to rural hospitals posed by the Republican budget reconciliation.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have some heavy rain on the way with an inch or more possible from tonight through Tuesday, even into Wednesday. Today, mostly cloudy. We could see some showers by late this afternoon, our high in the upper 50s. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, some heavy rain with highs near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people may seize that any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
560, give or take.
Again, a special congratulations to Crawford County for doing such a wonderful job hosting the 78th Alice in Dairyland finale. Happened on Saturday evening in Prairie du Chien. Congratulations to Sarah Hagnow, 24 years old, from Poinette, our new Alice in Dairyland, and making history. Not only making history, first time Crawford County ever hosted that event on Saturday evening, also making history as the first time that sisters have now held that position. As Sarah begins her term as 78th, we remember her sister, Ashley, was our 76th Alice in Dairyland. I'm sure Mom and Dad, Bob and Liz Hagnow, are very, very proud. That's a nice way to start a Monday morning, this, the 19th day of May. Welcome back to the Midwest Farm Report. I'm Pam Yonke. Let's see, what can I entice you with on a Monday morning? Let's see, on this day back in 1962, Marilyn Monroe performed her famous rendition of Happy Birthday. She was singing it to then-President John F. Kennedy. A lot of conversations about the two. They thought they were having an affair, never got confirmation, of course, but that performance is something that lives on YouTube history on this day back in 1962. On this day in 1963, Martin Luther King's letter from Birmingham Jail is published. He used the open letter to defend his nonviolent resistance against racism and segregation, published on this day back in 1963. Let's say happy wedding anniversary to Matthew Broderick. Ferris Bueller. He got married to Sex and the City actress Sarah Jessica Parker on this day back in 1997. Still together today, living in New York City. And happy birthday to Pete Townsend from The Who. 80 years young today, and now you know. If you've lived in Wisconsin for any period of time, you know how the state rallies behind June Dairy Month activities and the message it brings to consumers. Charity Seebecker joins us this morning with more on those messages.
When it comes to standing out in the crowded dairy aisle, Wisconsin continues to lead the way with a commitment to quality and consumer connection. From eye-catching branding that helps shoppers identify Wisconsin-made products to efforts that deepen consumer trust and understanding, the impact of dairy checkoff dollars is being felt far beyond the farm gate. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and joining us for this month's check-in with Dairy Checkoff is Gail Klinkner, a member of the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board of Directors, to share how these initiatives are driving results for farmers and the dairy community.
The Proudly Wisconsin Cheese and Dairy Badges, driven by Wisconsin Dairy Checkoff Dollars, are visible identifiers allowing consumers to easily recognize and trust the Wisconsin cheese when making purchase decisions. Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin's efforts help drive distribution, visibility, trial, and sales growth for Wisconsin's cow's milk, cheese, and dairy with retailers across the country, which in turn drives demand for products made with your milk.
And it's no secret that people across the country think of Wisconsin as the dairy state. You know, not just a dairy state, it is the dairy state, and I'm proud to promote that. But what is it that really makes our dairy products stand out, especially on those store shelves?
You know, 73% of shoppers would purchase cheese only knowing that it's made in Wisconsin. So looking for that proudly Wisconsin cheese badge, shoppers are three times more likely to recognize Wisconsin origin when those badges are there on the package. And then did you know 99% of Wisconsin grocery stores carry Wisconsin cheese? And 52% of specialty cheese shoppers actively seek out cheeses from Wisconsin.
So how is Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin helping to drive that demand and get more people reaching for Wisconsin dairy products?
There are a lot of different ways that DFW helps do that. You know, product demos and support for in the grocery stores, buyer missions where we're bringing buyers in from all these cheese retailers throughout the country and showing them just what a Wisconsin experience is and understanding that we care about our cows here in Wisconsin and we care about that product. We also support trade shows from different retailers, different restaurants, trade shows, and lots of exposure right out there in front of important buyers. We do retail promotions where we see those in Wisconsin when we're in the grocery store, and then also gather a lot of consumer insights, you know, looking at what our consumers are looking for and what makes them look for Wisconsin cheeses. Further, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin drives affinity and quality perception for Wisconsin cheese. You know, 90% of our milk here in Wisconsin is made into cheese, and 90% of that cheese is sold outside of the state's borders, which is a huge number. We also make sure that Wisconsin cheese is considered the premier cheese and is included in all the conversations, thinking about social media, different magazines, retail, in person, all over.
And as you alluded to, more and more people these days really want to know where their food comes from. I know that because I was lucky enough to grow up on a farm and got to live, breathe, do that every day. So I know that. But that's not everybody in today's world. They don't all have that luxury to know exactly how their food is being grown, raised, produced. And so I think we maybe take that for granted sometimes. So how is Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin helping to bridge that gap, connecting folks to the farmers behind their milk, behind their cheese, and other delicious dairy products that we have?
Well, we start to think about June Dairy Month here in Wisconsin, and we think about all the different activities throughout the state that are June Dairy Month activities, dairy breakfast, breakfast on the farm, brunches on the farm, where we're inviting our consumers in Wisconsin here right out to the farm and hopefully giving them the experience of and a little bit of a view of where their food comes from and where their dairy products come from.
And when it comes to keeping Wisconsin's dairy industry competitive, how big of a role does innovation play?
I think that's a huge key to the continuation of the dairy industry and what makes our dairy industry so strong. Dairy farmers are probably some of the best when it comes to innovation and new products. On the farm here, we're always looking to do things more efficiently, taking care of our cows and our soils and our environment. And then you think about all the different ways dairy is used in our diets today from the processors and the innovations there in adding more dairy to, say, your creamers and different products that our consumers enjoy.
If someone wants to learn more about Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, has any questions, or just wants us to get more involved, where's the best place for them to go?
I would say they should go right to wisconsindairy.org, and that's going to give you a gateway into Wisconsin's dairy industry, answer a lot of questions, and connect you with someone if you want to ask questions.
That's Gail Klinkner, a member of the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board of Directors, joining us for this month's Check-In with Dairy Checkoff. From boosting visibility on store shelves to connecting consumers with the farmers behind their favorite products, your checkoff dollars are making a difference. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Rising energy costs impacting your farm's profits?
Focus on Energy is here to help with increased incentives for energy-efficient upgrades in 2025. Save money and energy for years to come.
Take the first step toward lowering utility bills. Call 800-762-7077 or visit focusonenergy.com/agribusiness today.
That's focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Focus on Energy, proudly supporting Wisconsin farmers since 2001.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Welcome back to the Midwest Farm Report. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. If you missed our conversation earlier this hour with our new Alice in Dairyland, she is 24-year-old Sarah Hagenow from Poinette, daughter of Lisa and Bob Hagenow, and sister to Ashley Hagenow, who was our 76th Alice in Dairyland. A lot of history that was set on Saturday evening in Prairie du Chien. Not only was that the first time Crawford County had a chance to host the Alice in Dairyland finals, but it was also the first time that sisters have now received the opportunity to be Alice in Dairyland in the same family. Kind of cool. Also want to congratulate Marathon County. Marathon County has stepped up and will be hosting the 2026 Alice in Dairyland Finals May 14th through the 16th with the finale in Wausau. Sarah Hagenow obviously very excited for the opportunity presented to her on Saturday night. She tells us that she expects to focus in on the story of sustainability and how Wisconsin agriculture plays a major role there.
I'm so excited to keep sharing how farmers are contributing to sustainability through agriculture. Agriculture is in such a unique position to really promote sustainability and be at the core of what we do to ensure that we have, you know, longevity for the economy, for our communities, and for the environment. So I'm really excited to keep sharing that. I also think there are so many great opportunities for different social media campaigns that can help consumers see different sides of agriculture. I'm very passionate about how Wisconsin agriculture contributes to international cuisines and economies around the world, and I want to help showcase how our state is well positioned to fit in uniquely to those different cultures everywhere and educate consumers about that.
There you go. Just a snippet of our conversation with Sarah Hagenow, our 78th Alice in Dairyland. Now, remember, she won't officially begin her responsibilities until July, which means our smiley, sweet Haley Heinzel will continue on as Alice in Dairyland through June Dairy Month. Markets and overnight electronic trade on a Monday. Well, Dow Jones Industrial Average looks a little anemic, but our commodities are up. July corn, 4 cents stronger right now. December new crop's up 2 at 437. July soybeans are up 4. November new crop up 3 at 1038. July wheat, 4 cents higher at 529. On Friday in Chicago, big action on dairy. Barrel cheese was up 6 at 188. 40-pound block cheese up 3 and a quarter at 193. Double A butter up a penny at 234 and a quarter per pound. The June class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 3 at 1926. July 14 cents stronger right now, 1929 a hundredweight. Up next, I'm going to introduce you to some farmers on Washington Island off the Door County coast. What's farming like on an island? We'll find out next.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people in D.C. that any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
News from the center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. The fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, will join us to talk about resources for Wisconsin farmers. Please don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is News from the center, WRCE.
Go to Washington Island. Now, if you've been to Washington Island, you know it's off the Door County area, but it is an island and it requires a boat ride to get there. That did not deter Alessandra Rolfs. She's the executive director of a group called Gathering Ground. It's a nonprofit on Washington Island, and their goal is to promote Door County and Washington Island's rich agricultural history. How did she get there? And what can you look forward to coming up June 27th if you decide to engage in their fifth annual farm and field bike tour on Washington Island? We'll get to that in just a moment. But first, Alessandra, tell me a little bit about what life and farming is like on Washington Island.
No, actually, I moved here around the same time that we started Gathering Ground. So we moved, my husband and I moved up from Milwaukee because we had the opportunity to start farming. So we were interested in growing vegetables and seeing what would happen. So we also started our own farm. So we have our own vegetable and flower farm up here. But then we also started this educational farm, Gathering Ground, to just get more people involved.
Now, people should also understand living on Washington Island is precarious. I mean, it is an island. There's only certain modes of transportation to get you there. And because you're literally in the middle of the bay right against the lake, I'm guessing that the growing season's a little bit unique, even for somebody that's growing vegetables or flowers.
Yes, it is. Our spring hangs on quite a bit, and then our fall lasts a little longer than normal. So we're just a little behind even the rest of the county.
Mm-hmm. What varieties or what types of vegetables seem to work well from your personal experience, Alessandra? Take me behind the scenes on your farm.
Lettuce is a big popular crop we have. And because it does stay so cool, we can grow it throughout the season. But we really grow everything, broccoli, squash, and cherry tomatoes, mm-hmm. and onions, shallots,
sure.
You name it, we probably grow it. It is a small island, so we try to grow a lot of varieties so that we can, you can get all your vegetables here locally.
Yes, for sure, for sure. Again, Alessandra Rolfs is along with us, Executive Director of Gathering Ground. This is a group, a nonprofit in Door County that's focused on the agriculture history that sometimes gets overlooked when folks from out of the area come to visit. So now tell me a little bit more about Gathering Ground. it obviously was designed to focus in on agriculture. How many participants or members or farms make it up today?
That is a great question. We have a lot of different programs, so we're reaching a lot of different people. So we have we run the farmers market up here. So that has like four different farms and a bunch of different vendors, bakers, and other kinds of crafters and makers. And then we have a community garden, and that has a lot of different people come from the community, and we design it so that people who are even here just for 2 weeks can participate. So it's really open to long-term and short-term visitors. Mm-hmm. And then we also work with the island school. So we work with school-aged children, and they always do a field day, and they're doing like long-term studies in our chestnut orchard about tree growth. So we try to have something for all ages and all length of visitors. So for community members who live here year round, and also just for the people who are just stopping by for the day and they want to go on a tour of our farm.
Alessandra Roloffs, she is the executive director of Gathering Ground, getting ready to host their fifth annual farm and field bike tour on Washington Island. Friday, June 27th, 20-mile bike ride. They are going to have discounts for e-bikes available in the area. You'll have lunch catered by Jackson Harbor Soup, cider tasting by Island Orchard Cider, music at the end, and a great, beautiful rural experience. Go to gatheringgroundwy.org and find your ticket details there. Thank you to Alessandra for sharing the story with us on a Monday. John Heinberg swinging back around with us tomorrow morning. We'll see you there. And don't forget, more news anytime. MidwestFarmReport.com. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter and you won't miss a thing.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
A microbiologist from Brazil has won the 2025 World Food Prize. That's next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Dr. Mariangela Ungria has been awarded the World Food Prize. The honor is given annually to a person or persons who make significant contributions toward diminishing hunger in the world. In Dr. Ungria's case, it was her work on developing a biological seed treatment that helps farmers increase soybean yields while using less chemical fertilizers. World Food Prize Foundation President Mashal Hussein announced the winner last week in Des Moines, Iowa.
Women have always been the bridge between soil and seed, between discovery and delivery, between hunger and hope, bridging the very gap between survival and sustainability. Women have long been at the heart of agriculture, whether on the farm, in the field, or in the lab. They nourish more than the fields. They nourish entire systems and societies. And the woman we honor tonight has transformed the way we think about both.
Dr. Ungria will be honored at a formal ceremony in October. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dr. Kristen Lierley, host of the new Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, and artist-actor Steve Segrin joins the program. Now that's how you Monday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people in D.C. that any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. At least 28 people killed by tornadoes over the weekend. Most of those who died were in the state of Kentucky, still reeling from recent severe flooding. The phone call between President Trump and Russian President Putin is scheduled to take place this morning. Afterwards, President Trump's expected to call Ukrainian President Zelensky for updates. Russia has just outlawed Amnesty International, calling it an undesirable organization. Former President Biden and his family discussing treatment options for the prostate cancer that has spread to his bones. Dr. Stephanie Widmer, an ABC News consultant, says at this stage there is no cure, but there is treatment.
Being that he is an older individual, his ability to tolerate a more aggressive form of treatment may be limited. But that being said, prostate cancer in general is a treatable form of cancer.
In Washington, D.C., the big budget package being debated in the House passed a key committee last night. This is ABC News.